joining in. Welcome back to the second hour of Love, Babs, Love Talk. I'm Babs Rose Ivy. I'm delighted to have Tammy Hendricks from Access Health on. Hey, Tammy.
Hey, Babs. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Of course. I always have you Access Health people. How is Michelle doing?
He's doing very well. Very sad he could not be here today. So he sends his best.
Well, tell him I said hello. I said hello.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. So how's the broker program going? Because when y'all were on last, it was just start, like you were just beginning the recruitment for it.
Yes.
So how's it going?
So we've had two really successful years. 50 students graduated.
Wow.
Through the mentor program. Starting new careers. And so we are starting year three. We are in the recruitment period now. Applications are open until the end of this week.
Yes.
So we're looking to recruit another great class. You know, it's such a great opportunity. And this is a special program because the entire company works on this. So not just my department. I mean, we have finance, we got IT. So it's all hands on deck and it's been great so far.
Wow. Yeah. So it has been successful by the metrics that you set for yourselves.
Oh, absolutely. These are areas that didn't have access to a broker previously, and it was certainly not brokers that community residents knew and trusted. So now they have brokers available to them that know the communities, they know the culture, they relate to folks, and folks are opening up, having more conversations about health. So absolutely, it's been a success so far.
Oh, I love it. All right, so walk me through what a broker does.
Yeah, so a broker is a licensed professional that helps consumers choose a health insurance plan. So if you're not sure what plan works for you, or if you have a family, what plans would work best, right? Is your doctor in network, right? What things are covered for your plans? You would go and see a broker. Now, if you have insurance through your job, you may not have to do that because you have one option, right? But for folks who have to come onto the exchange, we have a lot of different options. A broker can help them choose which one's best for them and their family. And by law, actually, you have to be a licensed broker to be able to do that, help someone make a choice.
And so your training consists of, so how do y'all train people? What does that look like?
Yeah, so we work with a state-approved vendor, Kaplan. We have them come do an in-person training for our students. It's about 3 days. And then we set everything up. We provide the students with laptops, all the books, materials, online access to the information. So they take that class in person for 3 days, and they have, you know, full access to an instructor to help them through. After they complete the class and they're certified, they go on to take the state exam. And after they take the state exam, we set them up with an experienced broker for some hands-on experience. So we don't just, you know, train the students and then let them off into the wild, right? We make sure they have some hands-on experience so that when they do hit the ground running, they know what they're doing, they're comfortable, and we just want to set them up for success. So
kind of students are you seeing, Tammy? Like, give me some sense of who has applied. And what do they look like? And what do you hear their reasoning for trying this out?
Well, first I'll start with the application. The requirements is that you're 18 plus, have high school diploma or GED. These are minimum. These are state requirements. But for the Broker Academy, we want folks to have community service experience. We want you to be an advocate in your community to go back and ultimately help your community with access to health insurance. Right now, the industry is predominantly male. And what we found with the Broker Academy, predominantly white male, to be honest. What we found with the Broker Academy is that we are getting more females age 30 years and up that are applying, right? These are the moms of the communities, right? They're applying for this career opportunity. And we have a lot of minorities, obviously. Black and brown women are predominantly applying for the Broker Academy. So the program is special in a few ways. Not only did we want to diversify the broker community, but now we're having more women apply for the program.
Now, is this a statewide, or like where are you seeing the majority of folks coming from?
Yeah, a majority of our folks are in the Hartford area. So this year, and in previous years, we had classes in Hartford, New Haven, Bridgeport. Last year, we had classes in Hartford and New Haven. This year, we're having classes in Hartford and Norwalk. So we're trying to hit both ends of the state. We do require you to be from an underserved area. Ultimately, we're looking for folks to go back and help the communities that they're from. But you do have to be able to get to the class. So you don't have to be from the Hartford area. You don't have to be from the Norwalk area, but you do have to be able to go to those classes, right, that are held in at Capital Community College and Norwalk Community College. So it's open to anyone from throughout the state. And we are looking for those that are serving underserved areas in the state, more importantly. Mm-hmm.
And this is a job. Like, people get paid to do this.
Oh yeah, you get paid, and you get paid very well to do this job. It's a hard job, right? It requires a lot of trust. It requires an entrepreneurial type spirit, mm-hmm. right? You're going out there, you're finding people, but that's why we required our applicants to have community service experience, so that when they go back out there, they're already connected with a lot of people. So it just makes it much easier for them to build their book of business from there. So it's a really wonderful opportunity, and not only for the communities that we're trying to help, but for the students themselves. They're starting a very lucrative career, earning anywhere from $75,000 plus their first year, potentially. So it's significant money.
I like that. Yeah. All right. So Tammy, talk about some of the supports, because you said, you know, you just don't turn folks loose in the wild. What is that? And, you know, I've seen programs where, you know,
yeah,
you,
train them
you
and let them go. Yeah.
Yeah. And be like, well, it's on you to figure this out. It's on you to get out there and develop your shtick and all this other kind of stuff.
Yeah. You know, when we were developing this program, we knew how important it was to follow through. We're getting a lot of majority of students have no experience in health insurance that come through this program. This is a brand new thing for them. And so when we built this program, we built in support for the students all the way through. So beginning of the program, we're contacting them on a weekly basis. We're having touch point meetings. After the class, we continue to have those touch point meetings. They are now connected with an experienced broker to have that hands-on experience. And then after that, they're still connected with Access Health, because we have an entire department called broker support, right? We work with hundreds of brokers throughout the state. So the students get funneled in through the broker support, and we have Access Health staff that's there to help them to continue their journey on in this new career. So we're helping them from start to finish. And that's the beauty of this program. Anyone can pay for this class and go through the class, get the state exam, you know, get the license. But we provide that handholding support for those coming through this program. We know how hard it is to get into this industry, and we want to make sure they're successful.
Yeah. So your program is free, or do people have to pay?
Yeah, it's completely free. We cover the cost of the training, the books. We give our students laptops. We provide them again with the mentorship. And at the end of the program, we do provide a stipend. So that amount varies, but once you complete the program, we do give you a stipend for your time. So we know that folks have to dedicate time for this program. And we know in this economy that time is money. So we do compensate the students after they complete the program as well.
So Tammy, is this program, are there other programs like this around the country, or is this one of a kind and unique?
This is one of a kind and unique. We haven't found another state exchange that is doing something like this.
Wow.
We've actually met with a lot of different states that are interested in learning about the Broker Academy and how they can start something similar. So I've met with a few different states, New York, Colorado, that are interested in launching something similar. So we should all be proud of that, right? We're a part of something very unique, and it truly is one of a kind.
And so now, what is your role, Tammy?
So I'm the director of health equity and outreach. My team leads all of the outreach efforts for Access Health Connecticut, and the Broker Academy sits in my wheelhouse because of our connections with community organizations. We do a lot of work in communities throughout the state. And so working closely with community organizations was key for this program because we wanted to recruit individuals that knew the community, that were advocates in the community, right? So I do run the program, but the teams that work on the program is from the entire organization. So again, as I stated at the beginning, we have folks from finance, we have folks from our IT department, from our small business department, operations, our call center. Everyone's involved in helping to launch this program every year. It just simply sits in my department because of our focus on underserved areas and trying to make an impact in a big way.
So when Access Health started, they came, it started because the Affordable Care Act, it was requiring folks to have insurance of some sort, right?
Yeah.
And so Connecticut affordable. And a lot of states said, we're going to set up an exchange, a marketplace, so that people can have a portal into figuring out what's available based on what they could afford and what makes sense for them.
Right.
So Access Health comes, it gets started. And so what is the thinking about this brokerage piece? Like, when did that come in?
Yeah. So our main mission is to reduce the rate of the uninsured, right?
Okay.
Obviously, getting people access to affordable health and dental insurance. But it's also a part of our mission to reduce health disparities. And so a couple years ago, we did an extensive study on health disparities in the state. And we found that although Connecticut ranks high in terms of health and wealth, obviously significant health disparities still existed in many communities, especially Black and Brown communities. So that's where James established the Health Equity and Outreach Department. So they wanted to focus on that second part of the mission, which has always been there. So they established a Health Equity and Outreach Department. And within the department, we launched the Broker Academy. And this is ultimately another way of us helping underserved areas gain better access to health insurance, right, from people that they trust.
Okay.
And so that's kind of the evolution.
So these new brokers are in place. They're doing the thing. And how many did you, what is the number that you hope to get to? Like, what is there a number? Is there a goal? How do you know?
Yeah, so we have, for this year, we have 80 spots available, and we are fast approaching that number. The applications only open for another week. But ultimately, are you talking about statewide? What our goal?
Yes.
For the amount of, yeah, I, you know what? When the uninsured rate is close to nothing, then yes, then we will be ready. Then we'll be ready to do that. But
What is the uninsured rate? Like, what do we still have? I mean, I clearly we do.
Yeah, it's actually Connecticut is fairly low. And don't quote me on this. We're hovering somewhere about 5.5%, which is very low. But the problem with being so low is that the remainder of the population that is uninsured are the hardest to reach. They're the hardest to reach. Typical marketing and outreach does not work for this population, and so Access Health, we're looking at innovative ways of helping folks and reaching folks that we typically have a harder time getting to.
Do you have a sense of what that population looks like? Like, what are some of the barriers that present itself when trying to reach this population?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think first it's underserved areas. It's typically Black and Brown communities, right, that are experiencing higher uninsured rates. Of course, we do have the immigrant communities as well that have this experience. But I think the biggest hurdle for folks are the socioeconomic issues that they're trying to get through. And so health insurance isn't actually at the top of their list right now, right? Because there's different issues that they're trying to work through. So that's why my department, we play a huge role working with community organizations that are helping folks meet those other important needs, right? Safe housing, proper food, getting access to food and transportation, right? So we're working with community organizations that help folks get to those places so we can have a conversation about health, because we know, obviously, if you don't have food on your table, you're not thinking about getting health insurance, right?
Right.
So we're looking to work with more community partners to help folks meet that need. But yes, the population in general that we're talking about right now that are uninsured are the minority Black and Brown populations that are in underserved areas, may not have access to the information as fast as they need it.
So Tammy, was closing the health disparity gap always part of the Access Health mission? Like, did it come in or did it acquire that as an additional take?
So it's always been a part of our mission, but it took a very brave CEO to expand upon that and really take actionable steps towards that part of our mission. We've always had outreach. We've always done outreach. We've always had that in-person help for folks that may have a hard time navigating computer. Access to technology is another thing, right? A lot of these folks may not have access to online to get to the applications. But yeah, it's always been a part of our mission, but we are just taking some significant steps to addressing the issues. And, you know, establishing my department was a huge step in that, in conducting the study.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Some deep stuff.
Nobody else in the country is doing a brokerage thing. Mm-hmm. And I know there are some states who don't even want to expand Medicaid and stuff like that. In their state. What does our Husky, which is our Medicaid provider, access? How does that affect the work that y'all do? Like, is Medicaid a part of the brokerage portfolio?
Well, so we have an integrated system. So there's no wrong doors. Once you come into the Access Health system, you can either qualify for a qualified health plan, which is, you know, it varies. We offer a lot of different plans, or you can qualify for Medicaid. So the application is the same. Access Health then handles the qualified health plans, and then Department of Social Services handles the Husky plans.
Okay. I would imagine you work very closely, right?
Absolutely. With DSS. And so the Broker Academy, when they're enrolling folks, if you're asking, they get paid for the qualified health plans that they enroll people in.
Okay.
Medicaid, Husky programs are handled through Department of Social Services.
Okay. So tell me about these community partnerships, because this sounds critical to the success of outreach to getting people to come into the brokerage program.
Yeah, it's everything, actually. We don't spend any money really on advertising for the Broker Academy in terms of ads on social media or putting it up on job boards. We work really through community partners that are working in those communities every single day. They know the person it's going to take to enroll folks in health insurance. And so we really depend on them to send us good applicants. And so that has been critical to our recruitment process. We work directly with organizations that are saying, hey, we work with these individuals, this may be a good group of candidates for you. And so it's, I think, truly been a success because of the referrals that we're getting from our community partners. Mm. And so it's a critical part of the program. Absolutely.
And I would imagine in all the cities that you are targeting, you have these partnerships.
Yes, we have over 2,500 community partners throughout the state. My team, yeah, I know, my mighty team of four, it's five of us total. We have over 2,500 community partners and growing that list. So they are crucial. They're critical, not only for the Broker Academy, but they help us. Right now I'm in Stamford. We're having a meeting for our community partners in Stamford, and we have about 40 or 45 community partners here today that my team is presenting to. So we, wherever we go, we need a space for an event. We need a space for an enrollment fair that we host too. We call them up, hey, can you accommodate us? Can you help us? And they are always on board, giving us that opportunity to help them help the communities that they're trying to serve. So shout out to all of our community partners. They help us do our jobs. And it's amazing to see the work that they do. And we want to emphasize the work that they do too, right? We're not the only ones.
I love the fact that, because so many organizations don't understand that community connection piece. Do you know what I mean? And sometimes they try to advertise their way into a community.
Yeah.
And y'all don't take that tech. And I think that speaks to a trust building in a community. 100%. When you're not advertising your way in.
Yeah, 100%. Whenever I choose, whatever programs we choose that comes through my department, I think about it from the community perspective. Is this sustainable? I'm not going to introduce something that we're going to do for 1 year and then pull it out. You know, like that happens a lot. And so that we lose trust that way. And folks already have a hard time trusting the healthcare system in general, right? And I don't want to add to that. So I think it's very important that we continue to do our work through community partners, amplify the work that they're doing. They know the folks, they are reaching the folks, right? I come from a Jamaican family, immigrant family, right? I understand. I totally get it when I talk to people and they're like, I don't trust, I get it. And so I keep that in mind and the experience from my team members too. They have that experience being from different underserved communities as well. We keep that in mind when we do programs with our partners for the public. We want to make sure it's sustainable. We want it to be helpful, but we want to just amplify what community partners are already doing. They're doing amazing work throughout the state, and some of them just need that extra support. And so we're happy to partner with them.
So how often do you offer these academies?
Once a year, Bab.
Really?
You can't do it
She's like, girl, we can only do this once a year because this is a heavy lift.
This is a heavy lift, and we want to do it right. We want to do it right. All the students that come through, we truly get to know them. We're helping them every single step of the way. I get calls at night. Hey, Tay, we have a question about this test. You know, and I'm happy to do that. And so we do it once a year because it really is all hands on deck for all the students. And I wouldn't have it any other way. We want to make sure we have enough time and resources to dedicate to each student to make sure that they're successful. So once a year for right now.
Okay. So this is the third year.
Third year.
And recruiting efforts are going on right now.
Yes, one more week. I really encourage you, if you know anyone that may be a good fit for this program, you have to be 18 plus, have a high school diploma or GED, but most importantly, you have to have some community experience. We want you to be able to work within any communities in the state, but particularly have experience in your own to be able to come through this program that's heavily weighted throughout the application process. So please refer. We're looking for those community advocates. And this is a very flexible career too. You don't have to do this full time. You're not an employee of Access Health. You can start your own business. We've had students from year one start their own business. So it's very flexible, and we're really looking to impact some more lives this year. So we're looking forward to year three being even bigger than years one and two.
And that's pretty, that flexibility is critical,
Oh yeah.
because if you're a mom with kids, or if you're someone who's going back into the work spaces, the flexibility is critical.
Yeah, and if you are, say, a social worker, you're already going into homes, you're already talking with families. This is another tool in your tool belt, right? This is something that you can add on to what you do on a daily basis. So we work with a lot of, we've had some social workers come through. We've had some, folks that have accounting backgrounds come through the program because they work with a lot of folks in underserved areas. So this could just be another tool in your tool belt to amplify what you do on a daily basis already.
And it's, health insurance is like breathing, because something can be catastrophic, you know what I mean, and really be a detriment and a burden to your financial health, your family's financial health. And it's just good business to have health insurance.
It is. And most importantly, there are services that you get for free in most cases when you have health insurance. Those preventative services, right? That so many people miss out on because they think that there's a cost to them. So we really just want to give people access to someone trusted that they're able to have those in-depth conversations about maybe you have health issues that you need this insurance for. You can have a broker walk you through what plans may be best for you. But it's just really important that folks take their health into account more. If you don't have your health, you can't work, you can't provide for your family. And we know that there is an issue with access to this information. So that's where the Broker Academy fits in. We want to put someone in your community that knows your community, understands it, to be able to help you through that health insurance application process. So
And I think that's critical, because I think there's a lot of misinformation that people think that there is no health insurance for them, that it's just going to be out of reach. It's just going to be ridiculously out of reach, and they can't do it.
Health insurance has come a long way, but Access Health is specifically, we offer financial help, and a lot of folks don't know that. They come in, they automatically assume like this is going to be unaffordable. This is like your car insurance. You really should be trying to check up on this every year, right? And so maybe last year it didn't work out, but maybe this year, maybe there are a program. We have a wraparound program, Covered Connecticut. So there's an anonymous browsing option on our website. You can go in and you can kind of see, hey, do I qualify? What do I qualify? What is this? What might this cost me? And you'd be surprised. You may be qualified for financial help and you may not have to pay anything, but you don't know until you go in
And
and
we've got good choices, I think. I could be wrong, Tammy, but I think we've
there's
got
a
some good
lot of
choices
great
on the
choices.
exchange.
Absolutely, a lot of great choices. Some people say too many choices. But there's truly something for every resident in this state. And I really would encourage everyone to visit our website and check that out.
Well, tell people again, what's the deadline for applications?
The deadline is March 31st,
Ooh.
and spots are filling up. So
That's what, Friday? Is that Friday?
I
It's
think it's
Friday?
Sunday. I think
Sunday.
that's
Okay, you got until
Sunday,
Sunday.
right? You got until Sunday.
Well,
Get
you're
those
gonna have to wait a whole
applications in.
year.
You're gonna have to wait a whole year, and it's an op. A lot of folks, I talk to a lot of young people, and they talk about side hustles, right? Oh, I want a side hustle. What? This is the ultimate side hustle. It is. It's the ultimate side hustle. You enroll one person and you're getting that monthly payment every single month as long as they are enrolled. That's
That's a good
passive
thing.
income, right? So, and not to mention you're helping folks that didn't have access to this help before. So there's a lot of different pieces here. We're helping to diversify the market. We're getting more minorities involved in health insurance, which is really important. But you're getting this brand new career that you can make some good money. You can make some really
Yes.
good money.
And you already know your community. You know
Right.
people.
That's the book of business right there,
Yeah, you
right?
know people already. And you'll build a trust. And
Yeah.
once you get a few people, they're gonna tell people
They're going to
that
tell
you can
people,
trust
right?
so and so, so and so.
You will be the resource for a lot of folks. So there's just so many different aspects to this program that makes it special. Yeah. So please apply if you know someone. Feel free to email us if you have any questions at all. And I would highly encourage folks, especially for us minorities, Black and Brown communities, get involved with this program. It is truly life-changing.
I so appreciate you coming on, Tammy.
I really appreciate being here. Thank you. It's nice to see you.
It's nice to
Hopefully, I'll
see
see you in
you.
the summer.
Yes. When we could really be outside with no
Yes.
coats on. I've
Those are the
had it with this
days.
cold weather. I'm like,
Those are the
oh,
days. Man,
no.
spring is scared right now.
It
Spring is like, it comes in, it comes out. Like, what is
was
it?
like, could you come and stay? Can you just come and stay?
I'm in a full turtleneck outfit
It's
today. It is
cold.
cold.
I'm ready to pack my stuff away, and I'm like, "Oh, I better not do it because I'll be digging
That
through."
coat.
Yes, looking for that coat and them sweaters. So I was like,
Oh,
"Okay."
man.
So, well, I hope I see you before next year when y'all start this whole process all over again.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you for having me and letting me share this program with your
Well, I
viewers.
think it's a
Really
good
important.
program. I'm impressed by it. Thank you all for remembering to come on. Tell Mr. Michelle I said hey,
I will. I will.
and thank you all for just, reaching out to always come back and let the community know, that this is
Absolutely.
going on.
Absolutely. We love it here. Thank you.
All right. All right. Well, good luck on the next cohort, and I will talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.
All right, Tammy
All
Hendricks.
right.
Tammy Hendricks from Access Health. Get your applications in. You have until the 31st. The classes start up in, I guess, June, sometime
June
in
3rd.
June.
Yep.
Yes. So be in that cohort so you can get on your way and do some real good in your community. So thank you,
Absolutely.
Tammy.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you, Harry Droz, and I'll be back tomorrow. I'll see y'all.